Just staying with tech and things you can do to make a difference. Anthony Cronin is the CEO of Orde, O-R-D-E-E. And this is a crowd management app, right? That could well be used for many, many businesses to control the amount of people on their premises. Anthony, good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing?
How's this going to work?
Well, I suppose we're all about kind of getting the businesses like the hospitality sector, the restaurants, your bars back safely and using best practice and to be able to allow them to show that their customers, that they're able to manage the crowds and get them in. How we're doing it is that it's set up in such a way that the businesses sign up for the platform and they're put onto our map, which is visible for the user on their app that they can download from the App Store. It'll show the user from the comfort of their own home how many people are in the bar at any one time, how close they are to their capacity, and it'll allow them then to basically book to come to their local bar or restaurant, bring them back in. It allows them, they can be clocked in or clocked out if they don't have the app.
You still there? Lost that one. Okay. Let's see if I can get him back again because it's important. So you're saying that you're still there, Anthony?
Yeah, I am, yes.
Sorry about that. I just lost you there for a second. So the businesses install the app and then punters who want to go to a restaurant or a bar or a gym or whatever the case may be have the app on their phone and they can look at, say, for instance, just springs to mind, say Clancy's, for instance, how many you're in there, yeah?
Yeah, so you can be sitting at home and you can pop up the app on your phone and you can see your local bars, how many people are in them. If they've got availability, you can then book that availability through the app. The bar will see your booking come in and they can accept it. It will add to their capacity compliance on their admin system.
Because they already know in advance how many people they can have on the premises, say even Barry's of Douglas or the South County ones that I would know, or pubs in Ballincott. They know that they can only have 100, say, for instance.
Yeah, and that's all input into their platform. So that we're adhering with the government guidelines that square, if it's square footage, they'll put in their square footage. Their platform will tell them how many spaces they have available. And then the app will actually, their application on the bar side will manage that for them. It will allow them to, you know, tot up. It's like I'm a payroll man, my background, and we viewed this and we built this on geotechnology based on a payroll clocking system with a map. So let's say Barry's now have. I'm sitting in Blackrock, where I'm from, and the.
Say the Leaping Salmon would be your closest one.
Say the Leaping Salmon, the Blackrock Hurling Club are our pilot, so we go to the club.
Okay.
And so up in the club, then I can see that there's 20 spaces available, and I go, okay, myself and the missus want to go there, so I will send a message up to Connor and say I want to book a table for two. They will notify me when that table is available for me if it's full. And I will get a notification, so off I can go down to the bar. I'm not rocking up, waiting outside, or being told I can't come in because we're full, because I know they have capacity there. So from the customer side, it's visibility. It's showing that they're adhering to the guidelines, and that we just know that when we arrive, we're not going to be turned away. And that's kind of the key at the moment, is to be showing your customer that you're open, you're back, you're
But why can't I just call them or go online and book a table on their website?
I suppose there's that too, but it's about re-engaging them and showing them that it's not just the map, you know, where you can clock in, clock out, as I said, but there's then a queuing system. So if I do ring up, let's say, and if you did ring up, it's full. We're going to ring back every half an hour, so this will place you in a queue. And you will get a notification when a table becomes available for you.
And there's never any human contact in all of this. The app does it all.
The application does it all from the admin side to the user. So the app is for the businesses. And like I suppose we've teamed up now with the Restaurant Association of Ireland on this. And it's going out to their members. And what we're seeing is massive feedback from it. That this will allow us to re-engage and be able to show them that we are, you know, worried about the crowd management is the key to this, getting the people back in safely and to be able to show that, okay, we're not going to let people, you know, your local comes up to the door in the bar and he wants to come in and then you're full. You have to clock him in, basically, to get him in.
But do you not run a worry there where you'd have undesirables clocking in and then arriving at the door and demanding to be left in?
I suppose, and that's where the kind of bouncer side.
So you'll never get rid of door security as such?
I can't see how you could really unless we had a national system like in the UK where they've got your drink aware, where people are on drink aware, and you can see that they're banned from pubs already, so you're automatically disallowing them.
So what I'm saying is it doesn't get rid of door staff as such?
Not really, yeah. No. What it's doing is to allow your person at home to have visibility on their local bars and clubs and pubs and restaurants, allow them to queue from the safety of their home, and from your business side, it's giving them the compliance really around making sure that they're promoting safe practices and best practices. Like within the system, then you have your checklists for your cleaning, your guidelines around COVID. Anything that comes out from the government is posted up within the system to the bars, and they're all in one stop shop for their compliance. And they will then update that, and that's visible to the consumer so that they can see that, like, you've got a checklist for your toilet cleaning, your tables, and you're able to broadcast then promotions through the app, basically to re-engage your customer base, because we've all been away from these restaurants and bars for a long time now. And I suppose it's about getting people back and giving us.
You can, from your own home, work out which pub you can go to for a pint. That's it. Let's call it as
safely.
It is.
And safely.
Yeah. Also, won't it also allow the Gardaí to look at your app to see how all of the pubs and the restaurants are being compliant, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose we've a reporting functionality in there then, based on all the checklists and guidelines that you can report out every day. And I suppose there is the facility to have it in a traffic light system, who's being compliant and who's not. And that's really what's important at the moment. If I see that that's used like a bar in Cork, that's not being compliant, I'm not going to go there. Would I go to a bar like the Hurling Club that has this in and is showing me that they're promoting my safety?
And the same thing with the podium and the small little screen on it checking people's temperatures. I think we'd all be okay with that, because we all want to know that we're safe and that everybody else in the same business are building us safe as well, you know, and healthy. Well, you know,
exactly.
When I say healthy, not COVID-19 positive anyway. All right, so is this expensive, this app?
No, so there's two great parts to that. So we've actually got approval from the government on this one, from the local enterprise offices, that we can come in under the trading online voucher to help small businesses. So for businesses under 10 employees with less than 2 million turnover, it's 90% funded by the local enterprise offices. And that the cost of the system is 1,200 for the year. And with 90% of that being covered by the LEOs, that's 120 euros for the year. And we're hoping that it has a short shelf life and that people will be able to, go back to our normal instead of new normal.
Yeah.
So we think that we're bringing it out. We're not trying to rip people off here. We're trying to socially, responsibly kind of get people back out and into the new normal.
Yes, and there's a great discount on that. 90% funding is available to businesses from the local enterprise office. So for people who want to follow up on this as they're getting themselves organized to go back to work and to reopen their businesses, how do they go about it?
Yeah, so at the moment we were doing demos, but I suppose the response has been phenomenal.
So the VFI and the RAI are on board anyway?
Yeah. So the RAI. So what we've done is we've set up a link in on the website at www.rd.ie to register for a webinar. So we're doing two on Friday. We'll be doing them twice a day next week with up to 100 people on each. And following on from that, then a template is sent out for setup. Once we're signed up, and we'll go through how to work on the vouchers for payments and things like that on
good
the
stuff,
webinar. And it's great stuff, really.
Okay, very thank positive you. Step forward. Yet another great app, another use of technology that will help people going forward. www.ordee.ie. And a big Cork contingent involved in the development and testing of that product, right?
Yeah, four out of the five are Cork and one Waterford.
Fair play to you. Thanks for taking the call. Good luck with everything. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, my man. www.rd.ie.